Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Our YouTube poll for today, we're asking about how much you lean into, care about, or even pay attention to political endorsements. Do they persuade you to vote for a particular candidate? Go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel and go vote and tell us what you think. Leave a comment if you so choose. Real quick before we get to Wiggins America, Eric Daugherty on X puts, he's reported here, he reported this just before the show started today. And I quote, "Wow, President Trump's White House just majorly trolled the Democrats by adding to the, quote, major events timeline on the official website, the official White House website, Trans Day of Visibility and Cocaine Discovered. And they added an image of Hunter Biden to it."
Oh, the calendar going backwards, or like every year at this time, that's what they're commemorating.
Going back, I'm gonna while okay. We get into Wiggins America, I'm gonna pull up the White House website and just we'll browse and see what we can see. Let's get to Wiggins America.
Wiggins, oh, Wiggins! All right, 10 do's and don'ts for sports parents. You're gonna love this topic. Good question. This is Stack.com. But I read these over and over because I'm like, these are really good. First one, do not join sympathy groups. At every game, there are parents who gather to complain and whine about something. The coach, the team, the refs, other parents. These sympathy groups do not accomplish anything positive.
What's a sympathy group?
Probably a Facebook group or a text thread where you're just talking to certain parents and you're mostly complaining about something. I don't really get involved in that, but I know that that probably does exist.
A pity party of sorts where Everybody gets together, like this hive mind of sadness and anger.
Yes. Now that can exist just in sitting there in the stands a little bit, but there's a little bit more of a buffer because you don't know who exactly is around. But if you pick certain people.
How toxic is it to be around that?
Yeah, it can be.
Have you in? How many different sports are you associated with?
Three or four, I guess, between all the kids.
But your oldest are 11.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I don't think you're quite there yet, but are you?
Yeah, we're there. I mean, we're in competitive sports for sure, so we're there.
Are the parents respectful of the coaches? Are the coaches respectful of the parents?
Yes. I've never been around a coach that wasn't respectful of the parents. I've seen coaches that weren't on the sidelines of other teams and thought, oh my gosh, how are they getting away with that? But I don't know that I would stick around on a team long enough to be disrespected by a coach, especially if I'm paying for it. But I have seen this kind of collective thing happen. And maybe it happens without me, and I've never been a part of it, where people start to kind of coalesce around, we really don't like so-and-so. And then it may even fracture the team at some point. I've never really gotten involved in it, but I've seen it happen.
Yeah. Teams split up all the time.
Next one is, do cheer for the whole team, not just your child. Do you have trouble with this?
I've definitely witnessed it happen. I am aware that the success of the whole team will help my child have success. And if you're not aware of that, some people aren't going to come around to that. And there, I've definitely also seen very up close and personal families or parents who not only cheer for their own kid, but work to diminish and denigrate other kids on the team specifically to bring them down.
Oof,
for the benefit of their own child.
That's awful. Bad. I guess because they're viewing it as competition within the team and they want their kid to be on top.
It's probably more prevalent. I don't know. To me, I feel like you get to maybe the 14-year-old age where things have officially kind of sifted out a little bit. Kids kind of know what lane they're going to be in. Super competitive, traveling everywhere, top tier everything. And then there are the people who still really want to be competitive, but they are not going to make that cut. And then there are the people who still want to participate and are recreational. I think you're getting into that 12 to 14 range, to me, is where there is the most conflict, because there are parents who have not accepted that their kid either A, maybe isn't going to have the talent to be able to take them where they thought they were going to go, or B, and this is the really sad one, the kid doesn't want what the parent wants. Mm. And there's a conflict of interest there that becomes very toxic to be around.
I've tried to steer my kids in directions that I think would be beneficial to them, or that the family would schedule wise be work better for. And so I've almost done the opposite, where I'm not trying to push my kids into a sport. I'm almost trying to give them outs, and they just won't take them. No, I want to play that too. I want to play this too. At some point you got to figure out what you're going to do.
And at 11 also, at my experience of having two people who are past that age, you really have to, as a parent, you can't stop parenting, that's for sure. I have to let go of the reins a lot more with Charlie, who's 15. There are things that he's going to want to do that I don't want him to do, that I need to let him do, and there are things that he's not going to want to do that I can push him to do. Like, your homework, son, guess what? That's going to happen. But if I wanted to push him very heavily to participate in some club or event or competition or something, and he really doesn't want to do it, I have to back off. So, but that age range that you're coming into right now, you do have to start considering where their natural interests are taking them.
Number three, do not go broke so your child can play sports.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
If you find the cost of youth sports is draining your wallet, look for less expensive alternatives. You don't have to do them. That's important. Because there's a lot of keeping up with the Joneses with this stuff, too.
The real stupidity of it is the amount of money you can spend for something that doesn't warrant that amount of money. You can spend thousands of dollars on one season of youth sports and get top-tier education, top-tier exposure, top-tier skill building and one-on-one sessions and the whole nine yards. You can also spend the exact same amount to be a member of a club that doesn't offer any of those things. I noticed that specifically, I don't even know if I want to out the specific sport. There's a particular sport that I have noticed in observation that will create as many teams to belong to a club, to create as many teams as they have kids for.
Mm-hmm.
And the money that they will take from the least talented kid to the most talented kid is not always very different. And that is wrong. To me, that is morally unethical. To be taking thousands of dollars from a family where you're essentially providing a rec option. You could be spending $75 to go to the Y and get the same thing, but they're selling it to families and to kids who are wanting something out of it, a label that is not what they're getting.
Number four, do volunteer to help. Youth sports depend on volunteers to stay alive. You don't have to be the team parent or work the snack bar at every game, but find something you can do to help. I'm not great at this because I just kind of don't get involved, but I do know that there are times when I should. Even just being the parent that does the snacks at the end of the T-ball game sometimes.
Yeah, I have a parent who we're state volleyball tournaments coming up here in a couple weekends, and you can do a pre-order of sweatshirts and T-shirts and stuff like that. And being the when a parent steps up, she's like, "Oh, I can handle that. I can take those orders." I'm like, because I'm the head coach, I'm like, "Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do that on top of everything else." So those little things, that's a really great way to.
There's always parents with soccer, and because I never do it either, but they make the little, like when we go on a travel weekend, they make the little things for the doors. Not that that's that important, but the kids get a kick out of it, and it's nice when they do it for the whole team. Number five, do not push, push, push. One gentle nudge or push is okay if your child is hesitant to try a sport or try something within the sport, but constantly pushing your child to work extra and work extra hard when they don't want to can result in a damaged parent-child relationship and a child playing a sport that he or she really doesn't want to play.
Is there an instance where you would get mid-season, kids made a commitment to the team, and the kid really, like, desperately wants to quit? Is there an instance where you'd let him quit?
There probably is, but we've been in that situation before, and we say, no, you have to see it out. So we've never really crossed the bridge enough that we had to say, yeah, okay, this is where we'd actually do that.
I feel pretty strongly about you've committed to a team. You're a part of it. You need to see this through. I think that the follow-through is something that is a lesson to be learned there. I think the business and treating children athletes as a commodity, though, there are some instances where I don't know why people stick with it. You know, youth baseball, my son is in a different program now, so he's 15, so things have kind of, like I said, shaken out since then. But you get about 2/3 of the way into the club baseball season, select baseball season, whatever you want to call it. And people start talking about what they're going to do next year. And tryouts start happening. And kids start showing up to sub on teams that they don't play on. And that's their tryout. And little Johnny, whose parents paid $2,500 to play on this team and may not make the cut next year, sitting on the bench while they're having a tryout for another kid.
That drives me freaking crazy.
Oh, my gosh. And I think it happens in lots of sports.
Yeah, it does.
Is it happening in soccer?
Yes.
And I'm a grown person sitting here going, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, it's
you
okay
want to see that kid play? Go watch him play on one of his games.
And even if you're like, well, I want to see how he gels with this team. Okay, a little bit, but not for 10 out of 20 games of the season, or even less than that sometimes.
Or a tournament. You end up going to a travel tournament and someone sits on the bench. You're told you're a pitcher for this team, but now they brought in some other people, and guess what? You spent $1,500 on room and board for four nights in a hotel for some elite baseball tournament, and you pitched 5 innings in total.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this stuff happens all of the time, and it's not the percentage of those player participants who are even going to finish their high school years playing baseball, let alone college scholarships, let alone pro baseball. Itty-bitty amount. It's not a lot. And all of these situations become so toxic that they don't want to be involved in it by the time they're 18. It's sad. It's so sad. It is the theft of childhood. America's favorite pastime when it comes to baseball specifically is what has been my biggest pet peeve, but I've seen it and heard a lot of other parents talk about. Youth sports is so toxically rotten in certain areas.
It is. There's one area where I don't even think it's on this list, but it's when a team brings in a ringer for whatever reason. And usually what happens is let's say you got 6 levels and you're at level 3 and they're like, let's bring in somebody from level 1 or 2 just for this couple games, just where it matters. And then they're not even on the team and they go right back. They're not even part of the whole thing just to get past this little hump that they want to get past. You're like, What are you teaching? What are you allowing? And there are some really corrupt I'm not saying I'm involved with them because we wouldn't stay, but there are some really corrupt teams out there that'll do this at national tournaments, especially that'll fake things. And I mean, it's thick. It's big.
It's so gross.
Or fake their ages. I mean, that stuff's real.
It's super gross. And it makes me, like I said, the thing about it that hurts my heart is watching children be commoditized in this way. And the joy that is supposed to come, like, yeah, compete. I loved competition. I still love competition. But the joy in competing is taken away because they get treated like trading cards. Some of them get thrown away. Some of them are the smoke that's blown up the rear of some of these kids about how hot they are at any given thing. Like, it's just, it's not a real situation. It's not a realistic situation.
But there's money. So it becomes very real to a lot of people. We're about halfway through this list.
Let's take a break and we can wrap it up on the other side here. You're listening to The Annie Fry Show. Our YouTube poll for today on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Do political endorsements persuade you to vote for a particular candidate? Yes, significantly. Yes, somewhat. Not usually or never. What are your thoughts? Stick around. We'll talk a little bit more about the youth sports culture next. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Baby, get ready. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. The president is supposed to be making an announcement from the White House. We are monitoring to see what that might be. So stick around for that, and we will carry it live once it happens. We're talking a little bit about youth sports and just some of the toxic things that kind of get roped into. It's weird because the highs are super high, but the lows are super low when it comes to watching your kids play sports and going through the process of participating in all this. Johnny says, I'm glad I'm done with my kids in sports. Now they can suffer with their kids. I wonder if it feels, you're not as connected when you're the grandparent, when you're not trucking people back and forth to practices, even though my parents and in-laws do help get to and from practice quite a bit. Katie said coaches and club directors need to set honest expectations for kids and parents. As a coach, that's something that I have found to be the most helpful when I'm a head coach. I work hard to communicate expectations for my players and for the parents so that we can understand going into it. These are the types of expectations you can have, and here are things you can work on to improve your ability for playing time. Here are the things you need to work on to maintain your playing time, whatever it might be. What, at least when we're talking about a competitive type of a circumstance. If it's not for me, if I'm not coaching at the top level, which the one that I do right now is up to eighth grade, that's, you play to win situation. Anytime I've coached under class, it's essentially equal playing time. And especially at the sixth grade and the fifth grade level and under, I pretty much make my lineups before the game and do not allow myself to defer for them unless there's an injury of some sort, so that I don't get into the game and get my competitive mindset on and then alter things. I've lost games to play kids equally before at that age. But they're still learning. And, the understanding there is that the expectation from the parents is an essence of equal playing time. So I need to meet that. And if parents want to participate in a team where equal playing time is sacrificed so that you can win at a certain level, yes, even if it's 8, 9, 10, 11, then there are leagues for that. But if the expectation, if a handbook or what rule book or whatever is set out ahead of time, you got to abide by that. And people get mad when expectations are not met. I think that's the biggest thing. You had some more on your list?
Yeah, we're halfway through the list of do's and don'ts as a parent of kids in sports. We're into the top five now, so this is number six going the other way. Do support the coach. You don't have to like the coach or agree with his or her game strategy, but do support. But your support helps the coach do a better job. Parents who tear the coach down, whether to his face or behind his back or her back, distract from what is best for the team.
I want to put a pin in that. We're going to go to President Trump, who's speaking right now. He's taking his chair at the White House. He's flanked by Attorney General Bondi and Pete Hegseth, and it appears as though he's going to deliver some sort of address. Let's listen in here.
Honor to have all my friends here. It's like old home week. What a job you're doing, and thank you very much for that. We want to begin by thanking the people that have done such a great job at the White House. They have been doing really incredible work during a shutdown. I don't even know if they're supposed to be working, but they wouldn't miss a day. So I just want to thank everybody for that very much. And we're here today to discuss a sweeping, unprecedented, and historically successful operation that my administration has carried out in recent weeks to arrest, prosecute, and permanently remove members of foreign drug cartels from American soil. And the people gathered around this table are the ones that are doing it, and in this room, some of them sitting a little behind. In fact, some of them, I'm surprised they're not actually at the table. You people should be very insulted by that. But you've done a great job back there. On my first day in office earlier this year, I signed an executive order to officially designate the drug cartels and savage transnational gangs as foreign terrorist organizations. It was my honor to do so. And on that same day, I also signed an order directing the creation of the Homeland Security Task Force to bring together all federal, state, and local partners to achieve the national policy goal of eliminating the cartel presence in America once and for all. And the results are, and it's early, and the results are spectacular. Led by ICE and the FBI, this task force includes the Department of Justice, the Department of War, DHS, the intelligence community, ATF, the DEA, the U.S. Marshals, and the state and local agencies in every part of our country. Other than that, we don't include too many people. That's a hell of a group, isn't it, huh? When you think of it, that's not a group you want against you. Certainly not at one time. In addition to the task force members, we're pleased to be joined by representatives of law enforcement at every level, the highest level, actually, but every level, including National President of the Fraternal Order of Police, Patrick Yoes. Where's Patrick? Patrick, thank you, Patrick. Thank you for the endorsement, too. That really hit it off. I would have gotten 98% anyway, but it was still good to have your endorsement. Thank you, Patrick. I don't forget those things. President of the National Sheriff's Association, Chris West. Chris, thank you, Chris, very much. Great. Good job. Major Cities Chief Association Executive Director, Laura Cooper. Laura, thank you, Laura, very much. Major County Sheriffs of America Executive Director, Megan Noland. Megan, thank you. Thank you very much. And President of the National Border Patrol Council, my friend, and a very good speaker, by the way. Whenever he gets up and speaks, I say, that guy can really speak. I don't know. I don't want him to run for office. I want him to stay where he is. Paul Perez. Paul. Thank you, Paul. Where is Paul? Hi, Paul. What are you doing over there, Paul? Good job. Good speaker you are, though, Paul. I mean it, too. You've made some incredible speeches, some, and all from the heart, too, right? Some great ones. Today, you'll hear details from my national security and homeland security teams about the extraordinary historic achievements of this new Homeland Security Task Force since it became fully operational last month in all 50 states, the job they're doing. What we inherited from this past administration is, like, disgraceful. In a matter of weeks, the task force has made the largest number of arrests of cartel leaders, operatives, and gang members in American history, more than 3,000 and counting. That includes members of the ultra-violent New Generation Cartel, the Sinaloa Cartel, the LNFM Cartel, MS-13 Cartel, and you know MS-13, the gang, and Tren de Aragua, another beauty. That's a group of real garbage we have to deal with, that we shouldn't have to deal with. These are, in addition to the massive numbers of dangerous criminals my administration arrested nationwide since January 20th, numbering over 120,000. It's a record, and 120,000 criminal arrests. Thank you very much. Unfortunately, for 4 long years before I took office, the last administration allowed the cartels and their operatives to frankly take over our country, to freely infiltrate America and all the communities nationwide, along with transnational gangs. These groups have unleashed more bloodshed and killing on American soil than all other terrorist groups combined. These are the worst of the worst. It should now be clear to the entire world that the cartels are the ISIS of the Western Hemisphere, in addition to their monstrous violence, such as cutting off heads, burning their enemies alive, and burning innocent people alive, too, by the way. The cartels control large swaths of territory. They maintain vast arsenals of weapons and soldiers, and they use extortion, murder, kidnapping to exercise political and economic control. Thank you very much, Joe Biden, for allowing that to happen. Biden surrendered he just surrendered our country to the cartels. Don't worry, it gets better. We're taking it back. It's really fast at levels that nobody's ever seen before. But what we had to put up with, what we inherited, was just a disgrace. And while Biden was president, if he was president, I think the auto pen was president, not Biden, nearly 100% of those who infiltrated our southern border did so because they were personally approved. They admitted they were just what happened, assisted by the most dangerous and violent criminal organizations anywhere on the planet. The worst people on the planet they allowed into our beautiful country. Under the Trump administration, we're finally treating the cartels as the core national security threat that they really are. The cartels are waging war on America, and just as I promised in the campaign, we're waging war on them like they've never seen before. All you have to do is turn on your television and you'll see what's happening to them. Past administrations have tried to mitigate this threat And our objective is to eliminate it. We're not mitigating, we're eliminating. We're getting them out. The bad ones we're putting in prison, we hate to do that because that means we're stuck with them for 50 years or more. In recent weeks, our Homeland Security Task Force has seized more than 70 tons of deadly narcotics, along with more than 1,000 illegal guns. And that's just recently. This is already the most successful anti-cartel and anti-gang operation in American history. And it's just getting started. We have incredible people. A lot of them are in this room with us today, and it's an honor to have them.
President Trump speaking from the White House right now. You know, that's something that I think that has really not been discussed nearly as much as it should be, is how President Trump is getting guns off the street. Just said it right there. He's getting these illegal guns off the street, along with the people who are illegally using these guns. You would think that the anti-gun crowd would just, yay, it's awesome. But no.
I don't really hear him do that, though.
No. Maybe we're listening in the wrong place. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't listen to MSNBC. Maybe they're saying it over there.
Maybe we should watch this on MSNBC and hear them. Oh, wait. They would just be talking.
They would not be
covering it. They wouldn't
carry this. No, they weren't. I wanted to dip into that and see if there was a major announcement. Pete Hegseth and Pam Bondi right there. It does definitely feel like there's a lot of things that are materializing 9 months in to this presidency, stuff that has been day one initiative. We're starting to get the results, especially of a lot of these law enforcement, safety, security things. And that's very good news. Who doesn't love this? Like, what is the counterpoint to fighting against the meanest of the mean gangs that are out there right now? Argue with that for me. Explain to me how you could be opposed to this. We're going to take a quick break. More Annie Fry Show around the corner. We'll get back to the list of do's and don'ts for parents. The last one offered up was the supporting of the coach. Wonder when it's okay not to support the coach. Discuss that next. Don't go away.
Are you?
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Did she just say that we have amazing talent on the station and Ryan Wiggins?
No. She said, and don't forget Ryan Wiggins as part of the collective amazing talent. That's what she was saying. I mean, I'm not a mind reader.
It's like,
but
I paid her to say it. I did not.
I was kind of tacked on to the end, but I was glad to be just mentioned.
We have the top-tier talent on 97.1, and Wiggins is here, too.
I didn't take it that way. I really took it in a different way, and I'm going to continue to do that.
No, that's funny.
Every time it airs.
That's funny. I chuckled off the air. And for the record, for folks that are listening at home, I did ask Ryan if we could talk about that.
Quick question. Are you saying you are top-tier talent?
No. I'm saying Ellen said that. I'm not top-tier.
I'm pretty sure that you are.
I would say
that.
I'm about as mid as it gets.
I don't think so. I think you're fully embracing the title that you were given in that short promo.
Mid.
You are mid.
I am mid.
Midday.
Yeah, capital M.
I love it when we win awards and they're all like, super mid.
Yeah, especially when they're honorable mentions or runner-up or sixth place and you are
right.
Like, do we have one of those just laying around here somewhere?
I'm sure we do.
Especially the sixth place.
Give me
place.
A second.
What were we, Barrett's News Media's sixth midday show in the nation or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And you, out of I think they do it the top 100. I think they go 100 shows deep or something like that. Is that right? Or is that something else?
Well, they go way deep into the markets for sure. Yeah, here I found one from Barrett.
This is the Barrett Sports Media one?
There's three of them. They're short.
We get an award. We get an acknowledgement. And Ryan's like, hold my beer.
Okay.
Hold my White Claw.
Here's the first one. I don't remember these, but here we go.
Here we go. Is your computer on?
It's an honor to be in the top five shows nationwide. It's an honor we hope to achieve someday. You're listening to The Annie Fry Show, voted number 6 in the nation.
Hang on,
six
there's
or seven.
There's more.
Okay.
You're listening to the number 1 midday show in America, after numbers 1 through 5. So once you get through numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, this is the best one, The Annie Fry Show.
Those are pretty good.
This poor guy.
He likes these. Now, it's when I have to have him say barf head for Ethan. And he's like, what am I doing here?
You got another one?
Yeah, last one.
One thing about Annie Fry, she won't settle for second best. She will, though, settle for sixth best. Congratulations on this midday, mid-market honor. Congratulations on being mid.
Okay,
there it is.
Yeah, thank you.
There it is.
Super mid.
It was somewhere in there.
Here we are.
Yep. Something else I'd like to play real quick. Killa.
I'd like to smell that right now.
Oh, stop it.
Remember that?
No.
Remember when you said I'd like to smell that right now?
I try to forget it, but here we are.
Man, this is fun going back through all this stuff.
Do you have like a hit list file folder or something on there of all the things you can play? Is this what the Manny Fry Show is when I'm not here?
No.
Just you playing.
No, it's fine.
No.
Oh, the Meemaws have so much emotion.
Ryan AI'd this.
No, I didn't. I made
symphony
this.
Symphony track behind it.
No. Well, I didn't make that.
Yeah.
Here's where it turns.
This is where they start running on the beach together holding hands. And happiness ensues. Okay, turn it off. Turn it off.
All right, it's gone. But turn me back up, Brad, because I do have something. Brad,
turn
me on, buddy.
The buddy is the disconcerting part of that.
We have to end on a high note because we just played a bunch of stuff that was really nasty. But remember when we won an award this year?
No. Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, the NBA?
The NBA from 2025. Yeah, that it's was still 2025.
That was a first place award. That wasn't even a sixth place award.
Did I make that funny? I don't remember. Oh, I remember how now. In light of today's news, this is the perfect thing to play.
What's today's news?
Oh, here we go.
When the Annie Fry Show heard they'd been given an award from the NBA, they weren't surprised. After all, Annie has a mean jump shot and Ryan can dunk.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins with a man's jam!
But when they heard the NBA had awarded them with Best On-Air Talent in Missouri, non-morning, they were a little confused. That seems really specific and not related to basketball, producer Brad Range said.
That seems really specific and not related to basketball.
It turns out it wasn't the NBA at all. It was the MBA, Missouri Broadcasters Association. This award makes a lot more sense now, said Wiggins.
This award makes a lot more sense now.
Wow, Best On-Air Talent in Missouri, said Annie. So, congratulations to the Annie Fry Show for Best On-Air Talent in the State, yeah. Non-Morning Drive. And also, just announced, the Annie Fry Show has won the Missouri Broadcasters Association Award for Highest Free Throw Percentage,
right.
Non-Morning Drive. Huzzah!
No excuse for missing those free throws. They are free, after all.
But Dan Buck's been hitting them, so that's why we had to win it outside of Morning Drive.
We're going to have to do one of those fake injury things. Stack the deck against Dan Buck. Dan Buck sounds like a pro athlete.
That dude, he is an athlete.
Is he?
Yeah, he is an athlete. Mm. We were talking off air the other day, and man, that dude still is knee deep in sports.
Baseball.
Yeah, he's a great athlete.
What are you going to do about it? Are you intimidated by him? Are you threatened?
That's not at all where I was going with this, but
are you?
It would be kind of fun to make a rivalry if you want to do that.
We can talk it out.
I think we should. Let's talk about this.
Oh, man. I don't know. Maybe a Mark Cox Show, Annie Fry Show.
Free throw.
Competition.
Because we just threw down the gauntlet right there.
I'm not bad at free throws.
Ooh, this needs to happen. Tonight, we're going to talk about this. Tonight at the party.
I don't know if I have the shoes for it.
No, we're not going to do it tonight. We're just going to start setting up the rivalry, setting up the competition.
Or we could just talk smack privately between noon and three and see how long it takes them to find out.
That'd be kind of fun. Although a lot of times when we mention Mark Cox, I do get a text.
Oh, we love you, Mark Cox.
We love you, Mark.
Dan Buck, we're not so sure about.
Yeah, darn right about Dan Buck. Don't know about him yet.
The athlete of the morning show. Mark's like, hey, what's up? All right, let's take a quick break. We'll get the YouTube live chat poll results when we come back. Do political endorsements persuade you to vote for a particular candidate? Let us know what you think. The party is tonight. We'd love to see you there at the Lit Cigar Lounge. If you want to know more, 971talk.com/events. Come see us. Come say hi. Get your you can't get VIP tickets. Those are gone. But you can reserve your spot. We'll take a quick break. Be right back. Don't go away.
Been me awake.
It's the house telling you to close your eyes.
And some things I can't even trust myself.
It's killing me to see.
It's something else.
I just want to throw the full weight of the Annie Fry Show behind the Mark Reardon Show. I fully endorse it. And I want everybody who's listening to the Annie Fry Show right now to understand that I endorse it so much that I will hand the airwaves over to Mark Reardon at 3 o'clock today, who will be broadcasting live from Lit Cigar Lounge. And I'm so in support of it that I'm going to go join him at 5:30 from Lit Cigar Lounge at the party today. Just the fullest full endorsement for the afternoon drive time show.
I voted no on today's poll. The poll is, do political endorsements persuade you to vote for a particular candidate or listen to a particular radio show? Yes, significantly. Yes, somewhat. Not usually or never. And I voted never.
It never does? What about now? Do you have to change your vote?
Well, now that you've done that, yeah. I said never. I was going to say yes. I was going to say yes because there are times that a major political candidate, a very well-known candidate, will endorse at a small local state level in a race that I don't really know much about the candidates.
Like maybe they introduce you to a name you didn't know.
Yes. That's the time when it matters to me. Aside from, and that is not that common.
It's almost not even so much about the candidate. It might just be that, hey, this is an important race you should be paying attention to that you're probably not.
Yeah, or in a primary. Because that's, to me, oh, there's four people here. I don't know anything about any of them. But so-and-so, who I do know something about, says they like this guy. Okay, that matters.
Do political endorsements persuade you to vote for a particular candidate? Your final answer?
I'm going to say yes, somewhat.
Yes, somewhat, really?
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Brad?
I thought about this a lot, not from a politician. It doesn't matter if somebody endorses somebody. But like you were saying, if a family member or somebody that I care about or somebody whose opinion I respect.
That's not an endorsement, though.
No.
Your mom doesn't call you and be like, I just want you to know I'm officially endorsing Bobby Kennedy.
You ever seen Brad's mom's press releases, though?
No, that's true. I haven't.
They're
I don't know what I'm
talking
about.
Legit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A letterhead and everything.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Home on the Range, right, like, at the top there.
Like actual endorsements, celebrity endorsements.
Celebrity endorsements.
Athlete
don't
endorsements.
Ever do anything. I think they sort of give an air of cultural relevance, but do they do anything for people personally? I just don't know.
Yeah, they annoy me.
They annoy me too, especially when you find out how much they're getting paid.
Bill Maher was just talking with Billy Bush on his Club Random podcast about Hollywood celebrities. He's like, they're incredibly talented. These celebrities are very skilled and talented at what they do, but they are able to interpret other people's words into a story that is way different than like an in-depth thought on any particular issue that might meet the moment in a news headline. And that's also not to say that if you are a very talented celebrity or actor, actress, whatever, that you're not capable of thinking that way. But you're not entitled to persuade people because you are a participant in being able to deliver a performance that makes your opinion on something more valuable or more connected.
Just that you have the platform.
Yeah.
That's all it indicates
the
at
reach.
All.
I'm going to say never. I'm between not usually and never, but I can't think of anybody who's ever swayed me one way or the other to vote for somebody. Do political endorsements persuade you to vote for a particular candidate? 3% of you, that's our favorite 3%, say yes, significantly. Yes, somewhat, 12%. Never, where I'm at, is 35%. Did you say not usually, Brad?
Yeah.
Not usually for you, and you said yes, somewhat, Ryan?
I said somewhat.
Not usually, 50%. Half of the people say not usually. Thanks for voting today. We will see you at the 25th anniversary celebration at Lit Cigar Lounge tonight. Mark Reardon going to take it over from here, and I'm going to go sit down with him in a couple hours to have a conversation. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Bob Kirk.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.